Well, Graham Motion is with me now. He has saddled more than 2,400 winners in his career, four Breeders' Cup winners, and one of them returning to the races later this afternoon in the Tepin. That is the ultra-talented Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies turf winner, Sharing. Graham, good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for spending a few minutes. Look, Sharing was so, so good last year, and let's start by looking back on that win in the Juvenile Fillies turf. You joined me afterwards. I know you were ecstatic with the performance, and you should be.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a thrill for me, especially to have trained her mom. That was a big deal for me when Shared Account won at Churchill. So, you know, to come back with her daughter and at Santa Anita is just, the Breeders' Cup is so special to me anyway. So I'm thrilled to be a part of it. And when you win one, it's extra special, no doubt.
Well, she rattled off three wins in a row, capped it off with that win in the Juvenile Fillies turf, and now she makes her three-year-old debut coming up this afternoon in that $100,000 Tepin Stakes at Churchill. Take me back through the past few months since that Breeders' Cup win. What have they been like for Sharing?
So originally we'd targeted the Tampa Oaks on the grass, and the first time I breezed her down at Gulfstream, I thought she came back a little stiff, not Gulfstream, at Palm Meadows, I'm sorry, on the turf. And maybe she overdid it a little bit that day. I think she went a half in 48 and change. The ground was quite firm. So Aaron and I put our heads together and just decided we'd get her back to Fair Hill where she could train on the synthetic, which she's familiar with, and kind of had the idea of pointing her for the Hilltop at Pimlico on Preakness weekend. So we're really not behind schedule. It was great when the Tepin showed up on the schedule at Churchill. So this has kind of been our target ever since, and really we haven't had any hiccups. She's pretty much breezed regularly every week and done things very pleasingly, I would say.
We always talk about that development, Graham, of a horse from two to three and how significant those months can be. What were some of the things that you were looking for with Sharing and hoping to see as she moved into her three-year-old season?
Well, possibly you could even say it was a bit of a surprise that she was so precocious as a two-year-old. She's grown a lot over the winter. I mean, even sort of before the Breeders' Cup, she'd grown a lot from the summer. But I think over the winter, she's really matured. I think this afternoon you'll see sort of a much bigger, more mature mare. But her traits haven't changed, which is really encouraging. She's still very kind to be around, very level-headed. And I've just been pleased with her works. You know, I've worked with Varenka, who's one of my better older mares, pretty regularly. It's not often that you breed three-year-olds with older horses at this time of year. So, you know, I think that's a sign of confidence that I have in her. And I think she's handled everything very well. So I'm pleased. I'm excited to get her started. It is not an easy race. I mean, the fact that it's a 100,000 listed race, really, it could be a Group 2 in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, it came up really salty, as they say. And I had a chance to visit with Jimmy Bell from Godolphin earlier. He talked about Alms, who is undefeated. She takes on Sharing in there. But she's not the only one you have to worry about. Size up the competition for me.
No, look, it's a great race. It's a great betting race. I think the fact that, you know, we're gradually getting back to racing, it's tough for us as trainers and owners because the races are so competitive. But I think the flip side of that is they make great betting races, great spectator races, very exciting to watch. They're really deep fields, and I haven't looked at the other races closely today, but I'm sure you can say that about all the races today. Certainly the allowance race that I'm in might as well be a grade three, the boys' allowance race on the grass. I think it's the fifth race.
Super tough. Yeah, super tough. Look, that's the thing. I mean, Ben Huffman told me last week that, you know, it helps when you're the only show in town, but these fields are so good, and horses coming from all over. First of all, it makes it difficult to get into these races from a trainer and an owner perspective, but once you're in, you better have your running shoes on.
Yeah, and I think we all kind of knew that going into it, but I think that's good. I mean, I think that's, yep. You know, they're not meant to be easy, these races, and I think from the betting public and from a spectator point watching on television, I think they're thrilling races. I think it makes really deep, exciting races, and this is what you're going to see at Belmont too. I mean, this is really like Saratoga in June or May.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. Graham Motion with me on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Graham, you mentioned training Schering's mother, shared account, who won the Philly and Mare Turf in 2010. I know you talked about this back around the Breeders' Cup time, and you said that she really didn't resemble her mother a whole lot. How about now that she has grown up and developed, as you talked about earlier? Are you starting to see more shared account in her at all?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Shared Account was kind of a big, lanky mare, very athletic. And I would say Schering's kind of filling that frame, very similar type. They have very similar disposition, very kind. I mean, they were Shared Account was easily one of my favorite mares, partly just because she had this very kind demeanor, and Schering shares that trait with her.
Well, Graham Motion is here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. He has a busy morning. I won't keep him too much longer. Graham, I threw out that poll question on Twitter. You're never one to be shy about throwing out opinions on Twitter. Look, the way that Triple Crown is set up this year with those three races and the large spacing in between the Belmont and the Derby and then a month to the Preakness, which will be the final leg, I say that if a horse sweeps all three, wonderful, kudos, great job, you're a great three-year-old, you're not considered a Triple Crown winner. Obviously, most people are disagreeing with me on Twitter. How about you? What do you say?
Well, I put on Twitter earlier this week that it's going to be Triple Crown with an asterisk, and I think that's true. I don't think you can deny the fact that if a horse is capable of doing it, it's still an amazing feat, and I still believe they'll go down as a Triple Crown winner, but it'll have an asterisk next to its name.
Yeah, I think so, too. I just think, you know, look, it's not even because of the order of the races. I pointed this out that in 1930, Gallant Fox won the Preakness as the first leg, then took the Derby and the Belmont, but he won all three races within like a month's time span. And now you're talking about, what, 11 weeks? Well, God, it'd be more than that. It'd be 15 weeks, I guess, in between all three races. And that, to me, just doesn't add up to – I think you're disrespecting the other Triple Crown winners if you put them in the same category.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no doubt. There's been debate over the years about whether the Triple Crown should be changed. I mean, part of what makes the Triple Crown so great is that the time between the races, it's very tough to do it, and it's not supposed to be easy. And we went for years and years, everyone saying we need to change it because it is so hard to win it. But actually, that's ultimately what makes it the Triple Crown. But I don't take... You know, if a horse is capable of doing it this year, I still feel that they're going to be a Triple Crown winner. I don't get the criticism of what the racetracks have done. I think everyone's played the hand they're dealt in what's just an extraordinary year. And I think, quite frankly, we just should all be grateful that, you know, horses are going to be able to compete in these races, even though the timing is going to be odd.
Yeah, I think my only disappointment came with not scheduling a fall Triple Crown with a more traditional scheduling of the races, which I think could have been done. When you look at the NBC television schedule with Notre Dame football, I think it all could have worked out if everybody wanted to jump into the same boat and play together, at least all three racetracks. And I don't think that was the case. But that was my only disappointment. I think Naira did the right thing by making the Belmont shorter since they're going to run it 1 month from today. You can't ask horses to go a mile and a half. And maybe touch on that for a quick second, Graham, before I let you go, because people have been complaining about the reduction in distance. But if you have a horse that's pointing for the Belmont, you're 1 month away. You can't get that horse ready to go a mile and a half, can you?
No, I think they did the right thing. I mean, the only thing you question is maybe – perhaps it shouldn't have been called the Belmont this year. Perhaps it should have just been the Peter Pan, and maybe we don't run the Belmont. But look, I'm not questioning what anybody's done. I think everyone's tried to do what's just been an excruciatingly difficult, complicated year. And I think we're so lucky to be back racing. I feel extremely fortunate to be running at Churchill and really look forward to Belmont opening up. And I'm just appreciative of all the, you know, the hoops people have had to jump through in order to get us back racing, and hopefully we'll get back racing in Maryland next week.
Yeah, well said. He's trainer Graham Motion here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. By the way, Graham celebrated his 28th birthday yesterday, so Graham, happy birthday.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, Graham Motion here on HRN. Graham, appreciate the visit, my friend. Good luck with Schering and all your runners today and then moving forward, too. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Enjoy the races today. Great racing.